I don't think we can overestimate how much work is involved in doing the Iditarod. In the lower 48, the outside, as I understand you call it up in Alaska, outside, we don't have anything comparable of near 1,000 miles of mushing. How many days does this take you to do that?
Well, it took me 13 days and some change, but that was quite a bit longer than it took the winners. The winners were just under 9 days, so there's almost 5 days there. So it was a long time, and you're right, there isn't anything that comes close to being that distance as far as a dog race in the lower 48, although the Bear Grease is out of Duluth, Minnesota, and that is, I believe it's running 400 miles now. But my parents did that race. My dad ran it for 13 years back in the 80s and early 90s. So that's how I was introduced to long-distance mushing. Though the Iditarod is a whole other step up, though. It's world-class, obviously. It's the longest race that you're going to find in the world. And the preparation is extremely intense. It really did take a year of preparation from the time that I decided that I wanted to do it. And financially is probably one of the most difficult parts, especially being a rookie musher. You know, sometimes these mushers that do it every year have a really strong network of supporters. But for somebody who is relatively unknown in the mushing scene, it was a little more difficult.